question on that.
Yeah.
And of course, we crave happiness through the senses.
Yeah.
And it's understandable, you know, attaching to a certain kind of happiness through the senses, not helpful for cultivation, but there's also the emphasis on joy in
yeah.
the Buddha's teaching.
Yeah.
So there should be a balance in where to find that.
Well, one of the things I think that's really helpful to reflect on is that, say, like in the fundamental structure of the Four Noble Truths, dukkha, origin of dukkha, cessation of dukkha,
mm-hmm.
the ending of dukkha, path leading to cessation of dukkha, all of the elements of the path are a source of happiness and well-being. Every aspect of, you know, right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration, those are all sources of happiness and well-being. So it's like learning how to make those skillful choices.
Sorry, another follow-up. But what about the joy that comes from enjoying the central things, like, you know, music? We have a lot of musicians here this
yeah.
week. Painting, beautiful painting.
Mm-hmm.
Smell of the scents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, water, touch of the water, you know, that kind of...
Well, I mean, it's quite natural. I mean, we prefer it. If you chase after it,
mm.
it's a problem.
Mm.
If you expect it,
mm.
then you start measuring it. And as soon as you start expecting it, it never quite measures up to how you thought it was going to be or how you wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, yeah, happiness and joy are to be paid attention to a certain degree. Cultivated, but it's how we cultivate it. When it comes through, say, like a non-clinging or non-grasping, a non-expectation, then there's some space around it to actually satisfy, rather than complicate and confuse.